I'm at the basketball arena on the Olympic Park. Come the Paralympics, it'll hold 12,000 spectators. The Great Britain wheelchair rugby team has just arrived for their first time playing in the Paralympic venue. For Steve Brown, the team captain, it's a big day.
I don't think I've ever played in anywhere quite as spectacular. You know, we've played in front of crowds, but we've certainly not played in front of home crowds of this sort of size before. And the energy in this place is already here. And imagining it when it's full of people supporting you and wishing you all the best is going to be something else.
Great play by GB, going all the way.
Wheelchair rugby, which no longer likes to go by its former nickname of Murderball, is played against a thumping soundtrack that often drowns out the clash of wheelchairs and the yelling of the rival teams. It's a full-on contact sport where players often get tipped out of their chairs. Steve Brown says that's part of the attraction.
People are realising how much of a spectator sport it is and the things that it offers, not just the collisions and the contact side of the sport, but also the chess, if you like. There's an awful lot of strategy and tactics to the game, and the combination of the two makes it a spectator sport. There's something for everybody.
Oh, what a play! What a play! The shot got down to two, and Great Britain get the score.
These test events are a chance to make sure the venue's ready, as well as the teams. Though this week's games are only being played before a limited crowd, David Pond, the chief executive of GB Wheelchair Rugby, says it's one of the hottest tickets at the Paralympics.
If you look around, lots of empty seats at the moment, but the fantastic thing is 12,000 seats, and they're all sold. They sold within about 3 days. It does have an amazing sort of following, and I think it's probably because of the contact and the excitement of it, and people relate to the chairs crashing into each other. They don't quite expect that from a Paralympic sport.
And now, make some noise for Great Britain! Led out by their captain, wearing 9, Steve Brown.
Being captain of the team is a real, real thing for me. I mean, it's such an honour. And the team that I'm fortunate enough to be captain for, they're a band of brothers, you know, they're my friends, they're my best friends. And to be taking the court with them, there's nobody I trust more to be by my side there. And we've been working so hard, not just on the physical side of the game, but the mental side as well. You know, how are we going to be coping with such big crowds and making sure that people ultimately are focused on the court? You know, there's going to be so many other things going on, but you're there to do a job, and everybody's there to watch you do your job. But ultimately, that's what it boils down to.
As we talk, Steve keeps one eye on the Swedish team who are practicing on the court in front of us. Wheelchair rugby, he says, is a very tactical sport, and it's important to keep an eye on what the opposition are up to.
I'm sitting here now